I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, when I work with organizations, I realize that they don't become unhealthy overnight. Oftentimes, it's something small, small compromises in virtue or small acts of avoiding a problem start to grow. And over time, they become so big and people wonder, how did we get here? And I just think this is so biblical and so true in our faith as well. And God has told us this, you know, like he trusts us. If we're trustworthy in small things, he'll give us more. And so it's so easy to think, well, these small compromises aren't so bad because eventually when it gets big, I'll hold the line and I'll do the right thing. And yet it's those small issues, those small moments when we as leaders think, I should call somebody on that. I'm not going to. I should have that conversation. I don't feel like it. It's fine. That issue is going to impact customers, but that's not such a big deal. Eventually, we wake up and we think, how did it become such a mess? And understanding that these small things become big things, I think, is really important.
And this takes a lot of honesty with ourselves and with other people. This takes accountability. And this is one reason it's a great blessing when Catholics have confession and they're talking to someone face to face. But everybody should do this, whether you're Catholic or not. James tells you to tell your sins to one another. That's why it's great to have a board of people who are objective, looking at your business, who you're actually answerable to. Because if we don't have those checks and balances in our lives with other people, if we don't have the kind of people we're really honest with, all of those little things creep up, and my gosh, think of anybody who's made a disaster out of their lives. I mean, maybe the guy who throws away his marriage and cheats on his wife. Well, it started with all those little things that he was doing and with his eyes, with his imagination, that he didn't have anybody in his life he was being honest with, right? So that goes for our personal life and with vices and with our most important relationships, and it applies to our business and the little dishonest decisions people make along the way. And people look at those big scandals or the headlines you see in the news as someone who blew their company by embezzling money and think, well, how could they possibly have done that? Well, how could they have done that? It was the thousand things they did leading up to that, that they just didn't talk to anyone about, that they didn't give other people eyes on their lives to look at and to call them on.
And I think that the small things aren't very interesting, so they don't make it into the media. And so people can get away with that and justify it. And yet, wouldn't it be great if when something terrible happened, everybody actually learned the lesson about what led to that so they could be that cautious and that diligent in their own lives not to do that? And so let's pray, Chris.
Let's pray. Lord, we all need checks and balances. Help us to have the humility to realize that and the courage to be honest with ourselves and with other people in our lives so that we could stay on the straight and narrow and please you, not just in what we accomplish, but who we become. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.